That was Anti-Band with the song Success. Next up is the excellent French oi band Rix with their EP Baptême du Feu.
Yeah. protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Jimmy McGriff with the song Space Cadet from the album Red Beans, which came out in 1976 on the Groove Merchant label. Bass player and composer of that song was Bob Babbitt. And the whole thing was produced by Sonny Lester. Once again, that was Jimmy McGriff. Here on WRCT Pittsburgh, it's Sean Watson, and you're listening to A Minute Pause. The WRCT radio calendar. Here's what's going on around town. It is indeed time for the radio calendar here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I got my robot friend here to help me tell you who brings us the radio calendar. Do you want to read the underwriting, Mr. Robot?
Underwriting.
Yes, we know it's underwriting.
Color Perfect Printing joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh.
And the radio calendar.
Color Perfect Printing is a full-service print shop located at 804 Penn Avenue in the heart of the historical cultural district in downtown Pittsburgh. Color Perfect offers high-quality color printing for posters, flyers, art prints, die-cut stickers, vinyl lettering, programs, business cards, rack cards, and more. Color Perfect also specializes in graphic design and soft-bound books for self-published authors and artists. Check out their website at www.colorperfectprinting.com today to request an estimate. Let Color Perfect's knowledgeable staff help you speak in color to obtain a professional look and finish for all of your printing needs.
Thank you, Mr. Robot. Very good. Okay, to begin the radio calendar, we've got Salim Fateh to come in and say their names. This is a spoken word piece from Salim Fateh, who is from Radio Milwaukee 88.9.
These are the names of victims that have lost their lives due to systematic racism and police brutality. This is a non-comprehensive list of deaths curated by NPR since Eric Garner's death in July of 2014. We are taking the time to hashtag say their names because it's more than a hashtag, and we need to create transformative change and acknowledge that racism and mass violence is prevalent. Say their name and remember their story. Eric Garner, Dontre Hamilton, John Crawford III, Michael Brown, Ezell Ford, Dante Parker, Michelle Kussos, Laquan McDonald, Tanisha Anderson, Akai Gurley, Tamir Rice, Romaine Brisbane, Jeremy Reed, George Mam, Matthew Ajabaid, Frank Smart, Natasha McKenna, Tony Robinson, Anthony Hill, Maya Hall, Philip White, Eric Harris, Walter Scott, William Chapman II, Alexa Christian, Brendan Glenn, Felix Kumi, Keith Harrison McLeod, Junior Prosper, Lamontez Jones, Patterson Brown, Dominique Hutchinson, Anthony Ashford, Alonzo Smith, Tariq Crawford, India Kager, Levante Biggs, Michael Lee Marshall, Jamar Clark, Richard Perkins, Nathaniel Harris Pickett, Miguel Espanol, Michael Noel, Kevin Matthews, Betty Jones, Quintonio Laguerre, Antroni Scott, Wendell Celestine, David Joseph, Callan Rockmore, Deshaun Perkins, Christopher Davis, Marco Loud, Peter Gaines, Tori Robinson, Darius Robinson, Kevin Hicks, Mary Truxillo, DeMarcus Seamer, Willie Tillman, Victor Manuel LaRosa, Jonathan Sanders, Freddie Blue, Joseph Mann, Salvador Ellswood, Sandra Bland, Albert Joseph Davis, Darius Stewart, Billy Ray Davis, Samuel DuBose, Michael Sabby, Brian Keith Day, Christian Taylor, Troy Robinson, Asham Farah Manley, Terrell Thomas, Seville Smith, Alton Sterling, Philando Castilli, Terrence Kretschner, Paul O'Neill, Altera Woods, Jordan Edwards, Aaron Bailey, Ronell Foster, Stephen Clark, Antoine Rose II, Botham Jean, Pamela Turner, Dominique Clayton, Adeshana Jefferson, Christopher Whitfield, Christopher McVery, Eric Reason, Michael Lorenzo Dean, Brianna Taylor, George Floyd. For all those lives lost on this list and all the lives that are not on this list, because it is impossible to fully put on every single name, please take these 10 seconds of silence. Thank you. From 88.9, I'm Salam Fatayer.
That was Salam Fatayer with her spoken word piece, Say Their Names, here on WRCT Pittsburgh. More for the radio calendar. You can support the East End Community Thrift Store. The East End Community Thrift Store needs your support. Just one door down from the Thomas Merton Center, the thrift store has clothing, furniture, and household appliances. Donations, volunteers, and shoppers are all welcome. All profits from the store are donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund general operations. For more information, email Shawna, S-H-A-W-N-A, P-G-H, at AOL.com, or call 412-361-6010. That was the WRCT Radio Calendar. The WRCT Radio Calendar is heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. If you or your organization has an event to include in the WRCT Radio Calendar, please send it at least 2 weeks in advance to WRCT Radio Calendar, 1 WRCT Plaza, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213, or email your event to radio-calendar at wrct.org. Couple more quick things to tell you about here on WRCT Pittsburgh. More than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, struggle with hunger, and as the COVID-19 outbreak continues, they need your help now more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating now at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus, brought to you by Feeding America, WRCT, and the Ad Council. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings. While specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Lots more music coming up for the next 50 minutes or so, and then I'm out of here. Here's a song now.
Right now, it's time to take out the jams, motherfucker! Jams!
kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. Yes, I'm starting to sweat, and now my shirt's on, but what I'm feeling in the sound that abounds and resounds and rebounds off the ceiling. You gotta have it, baby, you can't do it without it. When you get the feeling, you gotta sign them all. Put that mic in my hand and let me kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam.
Thank you. Let's dance. dig it. Don't mean it's not the thing, our thing to do. Could be just for you. Even if you don't feel it right now, don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't ought to fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. Just a little bit of effort, I can't end where we might just turn you on.
We'll be right back. It's at the top of the list.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call is threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know.
are the streets you crossed not so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs program from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium. An apocalypse is an event on a grand scale, a catastrophe that affects our lives indelibly. It is also a story that, judging from the sheer volume of them that we tell, alone and together, has a definite ending, the details of which we are rather concerned with. What is it about the current day that so often casts our focus onto apocalypse and the events that follow it? Is there a background noise of sublime terror, a raging storm, or news of permanent collapse pervading our lives, driving political conflict, justifying ever greater engineering of social order? And is this disaster specific to us, or has it always been present throughout the ages? In first seeking the center of the apocalypse, I sat down with Ben Knight, a Berlin-based filmmaker, and asked him about the movie he just made.
Okay, so it is called We're All Going to Die, and it is about people who are preparing in one way or another for catastrophe. And it kind of moves through different types of preparation. So it begins with your standard prepper type person who would be like hoarding food and maybe learning new skills and figuring out how to, you know, use radios again and rather than cell phones, and all the, yeah, just preppers, and then sort of talking about how they their kind of disappointment with the way everyone else is just carrying on their day, and they have to think about all these terrible things that are going to happen. So that's the kind of the